Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Gabby Farber-Cohen is SAJBD's political and campus liaison. She's also my guest now to tell me how Joburg Jews can get involved in showing our love for the city. Gabby, welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, Sharice. I really appreciate it and excited to be back.
Well, last week we were talking about xenophobia, and thankfully this week has come and gone, although we know the issues are not so much over as just possibly not well noted by the community. But being part of Joburg is a lot more than just stressing, isn't it?
Completely. And there really is this incredible new organization. Well, it's not so new, but they just are really doing amazing things. It's called Josie Majosie. And it's all about reclaiming Johannesburg. We have the most amazing, amazing city, which unfortunately, hasn't been kept up so well. And they go into inner city, Nelson Mandela Bridge, Braamfontein, and reclaim it and get NGOs, partners involved. And they've done the most incredible projects. And this year they are partnering with the famous Walk the Talk. And we are partnering with them as well. And just like Josie Majosie is reclaiming their city, so is the Jewish community. And we are having our walking team, and it's going to be called Jews for Josie, schlepping through the streets of Johannesburg. And we just encourage everyone, for part of our community, get your tackies on, bring along your dogs, your kids, and come and join us as we walk and schlep through our streets of Johannesburg as proud Jews and proud Johannesburg citizens.
Gabby, you know what it reminds me of? Do you remember when all our hostages were released and the Jewish Board of Deputies went back to Nelson Mandela Bridge to put up balloons once again? And we had done it. That was our first kind of initiative right at the beginning when the hostages were taken. We went to Nelson Mandela Bridge, and now we were reclaiming the story.
And I think for me, it's important that, you know, we came out so strongly when October 7th was happening. We put things on Ponte. We went on Durban Bridge. We marched through the streets in support of Israel. And it's also important that we march on the streets in support of Johannesburg.
But what was
Adam Mendelsohn, he gave this amazing annual lecture. He spoke about his findings in the Kaplan Center, how they affect the Jewish community and Jews going forward. And he says with the demographics and our decreasing, our numbers aren't as great as they were 50 years ago. Statistically speaking, the majority of South African citizens will never interact with a Jew. And all they will have about what Jews are is through the media. And we know that that's not exactly the truest or best representation of who we are. And so it's vitally important that we go outside of our echo chambers, outside of our Dalit Amot, outside of Glen Hazel, and we participate and we are active citizens.
Yeah, I think the point I was going to make is that when we were on the bridge, we interacted with so many South Africans, both the first and second time. And that is when ordinary people coming past were able to express their support and grief for our community. And what also impressed me is how incredibly clean the area around the bridge was and how incredibly safe we all felt, because there is security all that time. And what particularly impressed me is that there was a journalist from Josie My Josie who came, who was so excited to see us and ran up to us and said, "Wow, this is such a great initiative. I want to tell the story," which is now, in a way, our opportunity to tell the story of Josie My Josie.
really is. And we just encourage everyone to sign up. How you can sign up is by going on the SA. Also, we have amazing partners, which is the South African Union of Jewish Students. And we are subsidizing their tickets by 170 Rand off. And each participant, so go on to the SAJVD or the SOJA's social media platforms. You'll see our post there and our sign up link. Our sign up link will be there. And we'll be entering on your behalf. And then from that, you will receive your Jews for Josie t-shirt. And we will walk proudly in our streets.
Gabby, just tell me a little bit about how many kilometers you can choose to do. And when and where.
So you can choose between 5, 8, and if anyone wants to be very ambitious, they can do 15. And the best part about this year's Walk the Talk is that it will be taking place in the inner city. No longer will it be in Houghton and in the suburbs. We're going in the city with, there will be security for all those anxious moms. and we are reclaiming our city, not only as Johannesburg citizens, but as Jewish South African citizens schlepping through our streets of Jersey.
And what time will it be? I mean, what date? Sorry, the date.
It's on the 26th of July, and sign-ups close on the 16th of July. And the 5 o'clock, 5 kilometer walk is at 9 o'clock. The 8 kilometer walk is at 10 o'clock. So there really is an opportunity for everyone at all levels.
And are we meeting at the start? Do you know where the start is?
Pardon?
If you
could just repeat that.
Sure, no problem. Are we meeting at the start of the race or are we meeting somewhere?
We are meeting at the start of the race, and when you sign up, you'll get access to more details. And we just encourage, you know, so often we coming out in support of different organizations and specifically Israel related, which is so important. But it's also important that we come out with our pride for Josie, our pride as Jews, and our pride as South African citizens, and are not afraid of that. You know, often when we do see anti-Semitism or this increasingly hostile rhetoric on social media, we go into our echo chambers, we go and we isolate ourselves more. But in actual fact, we need to be doing the exact opposite. We need to be going out there, outside of our echo chambers, outside of our little Glen Hazel and our schools and our shuls. And we need to go to other communities and show what we are as a community, who we represent, what are our beliefs, and realize that every time we engage outside of our community, we represent not just ourselves, but something much greater, and that's the Jewish people.
And it will be wonderful to walk through the city of Johannesburg for many, I'm sure, for the first time, for some of us, once again, and see how incredibly it's changed and how great it is, and to support Josie My Josie. Gabby, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so, so.
That was Gabby Farber-Cohen, and she was talking about how you can join Joburg Jews and Walk the Talk. The details are also on the Jewish Board of Deputies website.